Take roll.
Senator Ankeny.
Here.
Senator Temple.
Yes.
Senator Pope.
Here.
Representative Kathmeyer.
Here.
Representative Brewster.
Here.
Representative Sullivan.
Here.
Okay, we have House Bill 448 with amendments before us, and we're here to conference those amendments. Representative Gansmeyer, you got a motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to take the amendments off that were put on in committee and the Senate Energy Committee. I guess that would be HB 448001. SC 717949. Is that a correct motion, Trevor?
Yeah, it is for this conference committee. This early in the morning sounds good to me. The motion's been made to pull the amendments off of 448. You heard the amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, can I ask what's the number of the sheet of paper?
The amendments number.
Okay.
The pink one.
Got it. Call the question.
Roll call.
Representative Sullivan.
May I clarify, Mr. Chair, that it's to remove... Yes, thank you. Yes.
Representative Brewster.
No.
Representative Kathmeyer.
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Okay, two representatives vote yes and one no. Senator Pope.
Yes.
Senator Temple.
Yes.
Senator Ankeny.
Yes.
Three senators vote yes.
Okay, that removes the amendments, 448. Another motion?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to amend the House Bill 448 with HB 448.3.2.
Everybody got those amendments?
Any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, could we have a real quick explanation of exactly where this one goes?
Sure. Yeah, Mr. Chair, would you mind explaining that? I think it's just pretty simple, but I want to make sure I don't miss anything here with the safety requirements and that.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, the amendment really starts on page 4. It would take out the safety language that was inserted in Senate Energy, but add the reference to 698604, which is the current safety standards statutes in place for net metering systems. Further, it would eliminate the non-severability clause at the end of the bill. Non-severability simply states that if one part of the bill is deemed invalid, the entire bill is deemed invalid. Now, if a part of this bill is deemed invalid, the rest would stay on the books, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Trevor. Discussion on the amendments? Representative Brewster.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you know, I guess I'm disappointed that we're not addressing the issue of subsidizing net metering customers. You know, that this is an older technology now. To continue to subsidize it just isn't fruitful. It's always going to be an issue until we deal with it. And if we just push it off like the PSC does. It's going to be here in 2 years, and it's going to be here 2 years after that, because it's not fair to the other ratepayers to have them subsidize this service. And so I'm going to be a no on this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Been here for about 8 years before, too. So it's got a long history. It's been here almost, well, probably as long as I've been here. Any other further discussion? Senator Pope.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I just want to support this amendment. I think we all think safety and believe safety is job one. This reinforces that we have safety in the statute. To the interests of some parties in the room, whether that safety standard needs to be modified, I think there's certainly room for a lot of conversation on that going forward as the technologies continue to mature, and I'll be front and center on that conversation, support that conversation. But for today, I think we're reinforcing that we have safety in our statute, and to my knowledge, we haven't had anybody hurt, thank God. And I support this amendment. Thank you.
You know, thank you, Senator Pope. I can't remember if it was last session or the session before. I think maybe it was last session. We really urged the solar people and the utility to get together and come up with some clear guidelines. As Representative Brewster said, you know, the other customers shouldn't be subsidizing this. There's poles and wires that's got to be taken care of. And by just paying them at retail rate, you know, it isn't fair to the other customers. This is my opinion. But I think, and I may be wrong, but I think both sides of that issue, both the utilities and the net metering customers, bowed their neck and nobody wanted to agree on anything. And this issue probably should end up at the Public Service Commission. I don't know. But for that reason, I'll be voting against this.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Senator
Temple. Senator
brought up a good, or I guess made me think about what the question is. Okay, the requirement of that 698-604, could we ask Trevor just to tell us what the safety, what is covered under that safety? I mean,
most
I'd
certainly
be interested.
You can do anything you want. Trevor,
would you
go through that statute with us?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, 698-604 is tagline net metering systems reliability and safety. Essentially, the statute says a net metering system used by a customer generator must include, at the generator's expense, all equipment necessary to meet applicable safety, power quality, and interconnection requirements established by the National Electrical Code, the National Electrical Safety Code, the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and Underwriters Laboratories. It also empowers the commission a bit, stating that after appropriate notice and opportunity for comment, the commission may adopt by rule additional safety standards, power quality standards, etc. It also requires the commission to biennially, review and update, if necessary, interconnection requirements and rules for customer generators, and requires that the commission maintains compliance with the most up-to-date national electrical codes. Mr. Chairman, committee members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, does that cover what we were talking about as far as safety is concerned?
Well, to a non-electrician, yes. I mean, I will leave it open, to be fair, that there is a continuing conversation here. I'm not arguing that. And I'm hoping that we have a lot more of these systems, and with all due respect, that don't cost shift, et cetera, but the safety has to be there. And so to the point of some of the individuals in this room who came here to listen to us today, I'm ready to have that conversation, and I think it's an important one, but I support the amendment as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to clear that up because I had no clue, and I think it covers a lot. So we're...
Want to move your amendment?
Yeah, Mr. I thought I did move.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah, so I just think, I mean, with the what I'm putting in there, all the safety requirements are going to be followed, so I would like at least like to get these safety requirements attached to the bill.
So. Further discussion?
Question?
Question has been called.
Representative Sullivan.
Yes.
Representative Brewster.
No.
Representative Kazmaier.
Yes.
Two representatives vote yes and one no. Senator Pope.
Yes.
Senator Temple.
No.
Senator Ankeny.
No.
One senator votes yes and two no.
Mr. Chair, I guess I'm going to move House Bill 448 as unamended. Goes back to the original bill. Is that correct, Mr. Graff?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is surprising. But
although, so, is,
yeah, I guess I'll move to do that.
We did amend it this morning. There is an amendment on this bill. It's just that it removes certain language. Is that correct? We're pardon me, I don't mean to.
Uh-oh.
It's just a motion to, on the bill as amended, or not.
Mr. Chair, I think we took the amendments off, so it goes back.
Right.
It's going to go back to the original House Bill, 448. So it's just so it would be just a simple increase from 50 to 350 on net metering. Is there any discussion on that?
Question?
Representative Sullivan.
Yes.
Representative Brewster.
No.
Representative Kazmaier.
Yes.
Two representatives vote yes and one no. Senator Pope.
Yes.
Senator Temple.
No.
Senator Ankeny.
No.
One senator votes yes and two no.
Oh. Mr. Chair, I move to table House Bill 448.
It's an undebatable motion.
Representative Sullivan.
Yes.
Representative Brewster.
No.
Representative Kazmaier.
Yes.
Two representatives vote yes and one no. Senator Pope.
Yes.
Senator Temple.
Yes.
Senator Ankeny.
Yes.
Three senators vote yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and all the committee members for working on that.
Thank you.
We'll see you next session.
I would advise, before we get out of here, the utilities and the solar people get together on this, figure out what you're going to do. We're all tired of hearing this.
Me too, sir.
Mr. Hoffman.
Just wanted to say, Mr. Chairman, that the utility did bring this up in our most recent rate case, which was last year. And I would submit that the PSC essentially kicked the can down the road to wait until there was a greater density. But it's a sticky issue to get your head around, and chose not to address it in our rate case. We did bring it up and tried to get a decision.
Well, they got to do something. There's enough people want to do this, and I think there's enough people that don't feel it's right to not pay for the poles and wires and stuff. There's got to be a somewhere in the middle, you know, to make this work. But certainly not all or none. Okay, there's no further business for this committee. It's adjourned.